Rotten Radio.
You can't miss it.
The Lostest Radio Show.
Saturday night, rock and roll.
You see, the spacemen, who are still close to us, are transmitting it now.
Do you know where it's coming from?
And it won't be very easy. Looks like they're using unknown material that's blurring our radar. They might take over the entire Earth. Doctor, you are planning to announce this.
Hey!
Friends, this is the type of hour that you're in for now. You can just tell. Now you can just tell the kind of hell you're about to go through when you're listening to this kind of vibration on your shortwave radio or your internet feed. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in here top of the air. See, I don't even think that's a theremin, man. I don't even think that those guys could afford an actual theremin for that. That's the Electric Piano Playground covering. Good vibrations there on the old Bell Records label out of what year? Probably 68 or so, I'm going to say, right? And Joe Stax is on the phonium line just to add his 2 cents about it.
Alive, alive, alive.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. And then there's Polly, the resident studio hound, who's on watch for Dr. Duck Brown, who is not here, but he's en route, we think. And all right, see, what did I tell you? It's the right kind of hour. Don't make me put that Electric Playground record back on. Come here. If I play that again, I'm going to put it down at 33. I'm going to put that record on at 33 RPM. And just maybe there's some backward masking we could do with that, Joe. What do you think?
That might help perk things up a little bit. Although I got to say, since I don't have my volume up on this end when I'm on the line here, I could hear the song playing and intermittent barking. And I thought maybe that was all part of the pet sounds vibe.
Right, like if I, yeah, sure, it could have been some great sound effect. Oh man, like at the end of I Feel Fine, you know, when they drop that in, or at the end of Caroline, No, for crying out loud, when they drop that in. What am I talking about? So anyway, here we are. It's June. It's actually June 1st when we're putting this out, folks. June 1st of 2013 is what we're doing right now, live over the internet feed, over the shortwave radio, where it's being relayed on 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband, for your underground shortwave experience. And, well, what can I tell you? The main reason we're here doing this, of course, is for all the guys and gals over at rockandradio.com, you know, where you can check out all that kind of action. But the whole shtick on tonight's show, of course, is that it's like a leftovers situation where I didn't really have time to prep for a show. So, you know, I noticed when I look back in the archives at some of the playlists, Joe, that we've created over the low these many years, oftentimes there'll be a couple tunes that have to get cut because, you know, Dr. Doc Brown just keeps on with the yakety yakety yee. Right, is it? Well, I'm blaming Doc, you see, because he ain't here to defend himself. So anyway, he don't shut the yapper, and then I can't play all the tunes, right? And then I get in trouble with management over at Rockin' Radio for not playing enough tunes, right? You see, it's like a catch-22 kind of situation, sort of. And so I went back through and I picked out a bunch of tunes tonight that had been intended for past Lost Discs radio shows, which we are now going to spin, and we're just going to go ahead and kick her off. As if we didn't already kick her off. Kick her off with a song that was originally chosen to be on a show back in September of 2009. This is one that we picked up at the flea market, Chesty. Woo! This one up at the flea market. This is the out of sight sound, well, the sort of Squaresville sounds of Jody Sten.
Never felt so much alone.
Radio.
Doctor, this was not a natural phenomenon. Am I right?
You know what you know. Your daddy doesn't know anymore. Just cause you're his kids while the mistress is. Hello, isn't that news? Superstition's a thing of the past.
shadows, they go very fast. The boss man goes whiz, and we're all as kids. Hello, isn't that live? Now the grass, it grows very green. It smells much more than it seems. Now Mojo Showbiz makes the bad news fizz. Hello, isn't that live?
Let's play some final.
The hands of time are bleeding from my eyes. The pain of gain has cut me. No longer gold, fortune now takes its name. Those monuments we built have been defamed. I blame it on those pagans in the game. For green destroys the gold, it's such a shame. Yesterday I saw her standing there. This boy had the stuff, but no one cared. Tell her no, and please try to tell me. Is this the way the future has to be? I blame it on those pagans in the game. For green destroys the gold, it's such a shame. I blame it on those pagans in the game. For green destroys the gold, it's such a shame. The hands of time are bleeding from my eyes. The pain of gain has cut me down to size. No longer gold, for him now takes its name. Those monuments we built defame. I blame it on those pagans in the game. For green destroys the gold, it's such a shame. Green destroys the gold, it's such a
lost this.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Standing at the dock of Southampton, trying to get the heart of the France. The man in the back said, you gotta go back. You know they didn't even give.
California Poppy Pickers. That's who that was there. Yeah, the California Poppy Pickers on the old Al Shire label out of the left coast, we can safely assume, with that curious choice for a Beatles cover there, right? I don't know what they were doing. I originally was going to play that back in November of 2009. There it is, folks. Now, you see, you wonder why these things got cut from the playlist, right? See, now it's... Before that, it was Beacon Street Union off the MGM label. Man, we got the album. Okay, that's off their first album. It is the stereo copy, okay, in case you're disappointed with that. It is. And that was Green Destroys the Gold. Okay, and that's one that I just picked out for last month because we had a little set last month. We were spinning some Boston area bands there, and Beacon Street Union were a Boston area band, I guess, from what I can tell. And before that, of course, it was the Hangmen on the Monument label. Naturally, we're very proud of this LP, as we've said before. And that's a very scratchy copy. Side two song there called Isn't That Liz? And I just can't believe when I hear that, just how much, what was that group? There's this group that just stole that particular sound right there. Joe, who was that group that did Might As Well Be Walking On Us?
Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth. Right? Come on. They had a copy of this album. These guys are clearly... Smash Mouth was clearly doing a neo-60s pop-psych type vibe there when they did that version of I'm a Believer... Come on, somebody in that group is collecting that stuff. They have a copy of that Hangman album. They ripped off the Hangman, and particularly that sound of that particular song off of side two. Okay, that was the original there out of 1966 from the Hangman. And before that, we kicked off the set with Jody Sten on the Armor label out of New York with the Smiling Teddy Bear. Dig? So, yeah, all this stuff was going to be played at one time or another, and now it's getting played for you folks tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Let's, Joe, anything you want to add? First of all, have we figured out who the California Poppy Pickers were?
Well, from what I can learn, they were a studio concoction, mostly under the lead of Gary Paxton, basically funneling covers of current hits to add the Al Shire label.
Mm-hmm.
What album was that one off of? Was that a LP or a single cut?
That's an LP. I got like two of them. Hang on, keep talking. I'll dig it out for you.
Okay. Well, if I had to guess, I mean, sounds of '69. It doesn't sound like one of today's chart busters. You know, this is one of those get it sounding as close as you can. You know, certainly they were doing a better job than over at the hit label.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to set you straight. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Indeed. I know they had more than just these two albums. I've got the California Poppy Pickers Play and Sing Hair and Aquarius.
Bow.
That's an album, folks. Okay, yep. The blue-eyed soul of the Poppy Pickers, it says, and it's got a very hallucinogenic cover of a kid with a tambourine on it, and then this other one is the California Poppy Pickers presents Today's Chart Busters, and that indeed is the one that contains the cover of Ballad of John and Yoko.
Oh man, well,
right.
For two of the four, we had Sounds of 69. Which obviously tells you everything you need to know about what it was about. And their last known LP was Honky Tonk Women.
Hell you say.
Yeah, well, maybe it was an All Stones album. I don't know. But,
All right, fair enough. So
All Studio.
All right, so let's just keep moving it on, I guess. Real quick, if you want to get in on that email action and you're digging it, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. All right, so Richard Dawson, Joe.
Well, what can be said?
Yeah, I'm talking about the
King of Family Feud.
Yeah, yes.
Newkirk from Hogan's Heroes.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask before you spin this.
Yeah.
Is what you're about to play from the Hogan's Heroes Sting the Greatest Hits of World War II?
No, it is not.
Okay, I had my hopes and I had my fears.
At least, so far as I know, it's not.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing where I've seen that, the same deal. You just go, mmm.
Because it's the guys from Hogan's Heroes doing like, aren't they doing more like old standards and barroom songs and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, the guy who played Le Beau was actually a singer. A professional cabaret guy.
Yeah, sure.
Robert Clary.
Yeah, the Frenchie there. Yeah.
So, you know, he probably actually was doing most of the crooning. And then, you know, I understand from what I've been able to find out without actually listening to it, Larry Hovis and Ivan Dixon, who were top man, did I even know this stuff? Carter and Kinch did some songs. And I think Richard Dawson was mostly just doing some recitation. Or maybe the novelty song.
All right. So I don't know where exactly this fits in. But this, I do not own the vinyl on this, I will admit. This was sent in by a listener or one of the guys over in the Area 51 chat. I don't remember. But it was sent in a while ago. And I've sort of either forgotten about it or never had the guts to play it. And then, of course, Richard Dawson passed away in 2012. And that might have been the time. But somehow it got cut from the playlist back just last June, as a matter of fact, folks. So here it is, apparently the B-side to a 45 that he had on the Carnation label around 1967. Anyway, yes, it is Richard Dawson tonight with Apples and Oranges exclusively. Lost Discs. Radio.
Apples and oranges, apples and oranges, high in the tree, I'll pick some for me. Apples and oranges,
apples, oranges,
orange and red hang high overhead, so high and so far, far away, far from the blood, so far from the gun and the dark red.
Apples, oranges, apples, oranges,
reach high above and pick them, my love, while I lie so far, far away, face. The grave I see
and oranges, apples and oranges, orange and red, alive overhead. Apples and oranges, apples and oranges, pick them for me, because I am dead.
No wonder that stuff's illegal.
This is the good stuff. You ought to get a hold of some of the bad. You ought to get a hold of some of that green stuff sometime and kill you.
And the beat goes on.
Does God really exist?
Why are we here?
Have you got questions? Let's see if we can glean any wisdom from this week's answer song.
Hey,
listen what he's telling you. I'm just a little old stay-at-home Sue. Sit around with a tear on my face. He always leaves me for another's embrace. Now tell me, baby, just what would you do? Stay at home and be a stay-at-home Sue. Whoa, whoa. Sit around and be a stay-at-home Sue.
Hey, hey,
whoa,
hey, hey,
keep away from that boy.
Hey,
oh, don't you know he's mine, mine. Yeah, he likes to travel around. Yeah, wish that I could put him down. He says he's with the neighborhood bound, but Dion goes out with other gals.
Lost
this
radio.
What?
Can you be happy? When your brother way over in Vietnam. How can you be happy? When your brother way over in Vietnam. I said, Mama, he may get lucky and win some money. Boy, your daddy may bring some money back home. Mama looked at me. She said, there ain't no way to talk about your brother when he's my child, too. She said, Mr. Johnson is telling everybody exactly what he wants them to do. All right, my child. What if Uncle Sam wants to call you, boy? I'd be so lonesome. I may die. Yes, if Uncle Sam should call you, oh Lord, I'd miss you so much I may die. Yeah, you know, when you get over yonder, get to fighting them soldiers. Yeah, you know you're gonna be fighting way up on the high.
know we do it much too much around here. Lightning Hopkins on the old Jewel Records label. Okay, that's an LP, by the way, that we actually have the cover hanging on the wall in the studio. That's from an LP called Lightning Hopkins, Talking Some Sense. Okay, the Vietnam Blues is what it was. Yeah, had originally intended to play that back in June of 2010. Man, that's been sitting around for 3 years, waiting for you valued listeners to listen to it. Linda Laurie was in there right before that on the Rust Records label. Okay, Stay at Home Sue now, right? Get it? See the answer song to Run Around Sue, the old Dion tune there. Okay, good old Linda Laurie, singer-songwriter type on a bunch of labels. She wasn't just a one-shot deal there trying to make a buck off the big hit. She's got a whole career ahead of her. Well, she had a career. Anyways, it was The Change in Times with the original rendition of The Pied Piper on the Philips label out of 1965, man. And, of course, there we kicked off that set with poor old Richard Dawson and the Apples and Oranges song, which I don't know what the deal was really on that. And so I'm just going to throw it back to Joe. Joe, so this is not from that Hogan's Heroes LP where the whole cast sings, I'm thinking, right? This is a different release that Dawson had out? Do you know anything?
It must have been. It doesn't seem, because all the stuff they were doing on that, the thing World War II was like period era stuff. That sounds a little too mellow. Although they had my hopes when I heard Apples and Oranges that it was going to be like a Pink Floyd cover.
Yes, I know. Yeah, Candy in a Currant Bun or something.
Oh, yeah.
But what about The Change in Times now? I mean,
well, it's funny because you know the Pied Piper the way you know it.
Crispin St. Peter's.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And maybe if you're lucky, the Human Beans.
Don't start.
Well, I'm saying if you're lucky or unlucky.
Okay.
You know, you listen to this, you hear it, you go, oh, well, that's a cover, that's a knockoff. But, you know, this is the original, like you said, by the guys who wrote it. Steve Dubof and Artie Kornfeld, and they had more luck as songwriters than as recording artists. Yeah. The Pied Piper was a good hit for them. They had several follow-up singles on Philips and later on Bell, and they did one song called How Is the Air Up There? That was their next single. There's a dynamite version of that out there by a New Zealand garage group called the La-Di-Das, which I first heard when I got the Nuggets 2 box, which had the primarily the UK, but also a lot of international psych and mod. And that's pretty sweet.
Wow, man. All right. Well, Well, what can I tell you? All right, so that kind of brings you up to date on the playlist as it stands right now. Over in the chat room, we're saying hi to Brad, you know, who was sort of digging that California pop. Well, digging might be too strong of a word. He was asking and caught his ear there when we were doing the California poppy pickers earlier. Here's Ken and Marlene up in up in Toronto way, I do believe. And they're saying, you know, their solar flares must have hit. Yeah, apparently there's a big storm at the station, folks, and all the X-meters for BCQ are temporarily down. Once again, folks, if you are out there, it's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, but you know that by now. So you can always get in on it. And now we're going into our last set, really. Man, we're coming around the corner already at the last quarter of the show. And it's going to be kicking off with a group called People. 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 That's not turned up because we didn't think you were doing anything. Go ahead. What was that, Chesty?
No, the moment's ruined, but I was singing Barbara Streisand's People Who Need People.
Yes. Yes.
People.
Yes. Yeah, no relation.
People who need.
Yeah, no relation,
people.
We don't think. Very.
All the luckiest people.
Very postmodern of them to be calling themselves people, I suppose, in 1968, and we somehow now have the LP, right? We all know the big hit. They covered that Zombies tune, right, Joe?
Yep. I Love You.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cover. And that's more than just how I'm feeling right now. But
hey,
love all of you, you beautiful people.
All right. But this is off the same album that brought you that tune. And this is, well, unbelievable. Now, see, again, you're going to hear this. You're gonna know why this was cut from the playlist whenever it was back in January of this year. It was going to be played. It is People off the Capitol Records label tonight with a little exclusive called Nothing Can Stop the Elephants. Lost Discs Radio.
Something's there in the fire escape. It's not working anymore. Something's on my mind. Never there before. I gotta know. I gotta go. I gotta see what's after me. Down the streets and alleyways. Now they're hiding in the park. Something's on my mind. Now it's getting dark. I gotta know. I gotta go. I gotta see what's after me. Nothing can stop me.
Whatever that means. Can you explain that?
Step out, reality. Be what you want to be. And do what you want to do. Before reality stamps out you. Come down, it's a bring down. It's not the kind of thing that you wanna have. Hanging around makes you feel so down, make you feel low down. And just found out a moment ago, doesn't intend to slow down. Now if you take everything, don't take it from me. Take it where you can get it. Take it from my best friend. Well now, if you can't take it, oh, take it from me. Take it with salt. Take it away. Now I don't want to put you down. Don't want to put you on. I just want to sit here singing my song.
Lost It Radio.
It's giving me the creeps.
Out where the hills roll down to where the sea rolls in, I stood alone apart on the sand. All along the riverbed, you came up with water buckets overflowing.
K-X-U-A.
You're tripping. What are you on?
What?
What are you on?
Food. Yeah, food.
Gonna have to gong this. I don't know. See, this is Fat Mattress, and it's from their second album. And the truth about Fat Mattress is, they didn't really need to do more than that first album, man. And then years later, you know, you think you've dealt with the whole Fat Mattress problem. Once, because you know, once you heard of them, you thought, I better not do that. And then you think, well, I don't know, there's some good stuff on that first album. Then you go for a long time. If you're like me, you go for a long period of your entertainment-consuming life not realizing that Fat Mattress actually could do more than one album. And then, I don't know, it's really necessary. So we're going to have to pot them down, folks, because suddenly it is top of the next hour. And we're going to have to skedaddle, right? It was C-Train before that, off the Capitol Records label with Home to You. And the Sopwith Camel in there, off the Kama Sutra label with the Saga of the Lowdown Let Down. Okay? So that's what's been happening to you for the past so many minutes here on the Lost Discs Radio Show. And if you're over at rockandradio.com, you know, in the month of June of 2013, you just better check out the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone himself, who's there. And then, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi Phillips. Now, those are our buddies at rockandradio.com that just keep this sort of thing alive month after month. And Joe Stacks on the phone line, we thank you.
Always a pleasure. Did we have to cut anything tonight from the set list?
Well, just this last half of the Fat Mattress, man. That's a good question, though. Thank you. All right, guys, we will take it. Thank you. Good night, Chesty.
Peace out.
And thanks to all the residents of Area 51 for their participation in this sort of thing. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever.
They say that you young people are tomorrow's leaders. I disagree with them. I say you young people here in this building this morning are today's leaders. And the life that you're living today is going to be the country that we're going to have to live in tomorrow. Make it the best ever. Let's work together and make it the greatest ever by enjoying life. without the synthetics of life, with respect and responsibility in our life. Thank you very much.